And now this is a dictation for Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, May 5, 61, addressed as a letter to Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, Dear Mrs. Akers, follow up for Mrs. Bowen Lynn, who has a stage 5 kidney disease, underlying hypertension, and prior surgeries for renal oncocytomas, right-sided. Last visit was in September. Repositioning of the left-sided AV fistula just done a few days ago. The fistula placed back in November. This is done at Midland. Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-I-N-O. There is some coolness of the left hand and some numbness dorsal aspect of the forearm, but no weakness, no bleeding, no infection. She's part of Per Donor University of Michigan transplant. Daughter will donate. Apparently, this is being arranged for February. Her only complaining of feeling tired, but otherwise review system is negative. Medication list review, notice D for high potassium, Lokelma, on blood pressure, losartan, metoprolol, nifedipine, text Jardiance, and vitamin D-125. Next paragraph, present blood pressure 140 over 60, repeat 120 over 60, right-sided, alert to the intestine 4, no skin mucosal abnormalities, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, no edema, non-focal, the left hand colder than on the right, but there is no weakness, good bruit, and thrill on the left AV fistula. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from December. Stable anemia, GFR 10, potassium elevated, metabolic acidosis 15 with a high chloride 112, normal albumin calcium liver testing, normal INR, repeat potassium 5.4, no recent phosphorus, normal A1C 5.3, last phosphorus October at 6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5. There has been second surgery to make the AV fistula closer to the skin. No overt symptoms of uremia, underlying hypertension with renal oncocytomas with prior partial right-sided nephrectomy on a pair transplant program. University of Michigan, upcoming procedures probably in February, continue low potassium diet and Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, start bicarbonate replacement, continue vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue blood pressure medications, including losartan. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. She originally interested on PD. Given the transplant coming in February, if she develops symptoms and need of dialysis too close to that, probably the best option will be to do hemodialysis if the fistula is ready to use it. If not, tunnel dialysis catheter on the neck probably will be the best option, considering that PD catheter needs to be placed 17 days to heal and started education and training. She will do chemistry on a regular basis. There is mild Stilling syndrome on the left hand, but not severe. Phosphorus needs to include as part of the chemistries to add for binders. End of dictation.